celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And welcome. Go ahead, grab your pets, bring them around the radio. They should be here too. They may have questions. I know Ladybug, the studio stunt dog, often answers the phone and talks to dogs. We don't know about what because
I don't understand their language. Yeah.
So they're a little bit of a language thing. But if they want to call, you know, toll free, you'll have to dial for them. I assume you'd have to dial for them. Although I know there's some very talented animals out there. It's 1-866-405-8405.
Yeah, just put that on speed dial and have them push one.
There you go. We'll be getting calls all night long. Lori Brooks, over in the newsroom, what do you have this hour for us?
Well, there are talented animals like Ladybug.
Uh-huh.
And then there are animals that don't even have to do anything and make us feel wonderful.
Oh.
There's another new study. I'm amazed at how many of these studies come out, all proving the wonderful things that animals do for humans. And we'll share that with you coming up.
All the things that I knew already, too. I could have told these researchers and scientists.
I know. They could have saved a lot of money or just given it to Animal Radio.
How about my lottery fund? Okay, let's go to the phones for your calls. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team. Actually, it's just Dr. Debbie today. Dog Father Joey Villani.
Yeah, it's just me.
Well, that's okay. I'm okay.
Well,
there's more donuts.
I feel loved, I guess, but you know, I can't feel like Joey's out having some kind of fun that we're not able to partake in.
Well, imagine him maybe like stuck on an airplane in the middle seat between two people that are
coughing
and coughing.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe stuck in security at an airport
for
2 hours.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better that you're here now, right?
On a delayed flight.
Yes. Let's go to the phones. We have Dave on. Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
Very good. How about yourself?
Good. What's going on?
Well, there is a white lab that we've been kind of watching and taking out while the owners are at work, you know, doing your business.
Do the owners know?
Well, I'd like to bring her home, but no, they won't let us do that. It's a white lab, about 90 pounds, 100 pounds, big dog, but she's always kind of spooks easy. But
okay.
Just in the past, say 4 days or so, she won't even go outside. There's something is cautioning her not to go out the normal door that she goes out, and
okay.
She hides in the house.
Okay, and this is only for the last couple of days, so it's not something. Have you been in her caring for her before this happened?
Oh yes, absolutely. She knows our house, and she's used to me coming into her house too.
Okay, and so this is at her house that she's behaving this way, or at yours?
At her house.
At her house. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's hard to get her. She hides out in the owner's bedroom where the shades are pulled down nice and quiet. It's like a cave in there. But
mm-hmm.
I can't even get her to come out. I have to coax her for probably about 10 minutes to even get her out of the bedroom to come outside.
Okay. Okay. And is she going to the bathroom outside, or is she having accidents in the home?
Oh, so far she hasn't had an accident in the house, but once I do get her out, she runs like out in the backyard and then comes right back to the door without doing her business.
Okay. All right. Well,
so something has really affected her, and I was wondering if there is a way to counteract or retrain her to, you know, to be calm.
Sure.
Or yeah.
Okay. Well, there's definitely a couple of things that we have to look at. One is to try our darndest to figure out what kind of stimulation or what kind of event has created her to become this way. And if she's kind of a generally nervous dog, that can be a little bit harder to determine a single thing. Some dogs may develop, I've had dogs develop phobias for going outside when they get stung by a bee outside. There's a garbage truck that, you know, is emptying the garbage at a set time. Fireworks going off outside. Any of those types of things, thunder and lightning, any of those kind of things could trigger a fearful event so that in the future they'll be afraid to go to wherever that happened. So that's a little bit hard, perhaps, maybe since you're not the primary owner, to do that kind of investigation. But it is something that I think considerable effort should be done to try to figure that out, and then try to work with those individual things. So, for instance, if it's a noise that she had a reaction to, then we'd work on desensitizing her to similar noises and trying to build up to a larger volume, if you will, and have her tolerate that with calm, quiet behavior. Sometimes we don't always know, and we just know that a dog doesn't want to go outside or refuses to go outside. So with that, what I do suggest is a couple things. Sounds like this doggy is nervous in general, and a couple ways that I would try to bring her anxiety down would be one through exercise, because a tired dog is less anxious, spends less mental energy stressing about things because they're physically more tired. So in some ways, getting this girl more scheduled daily activity as well as playtime, it's very important. The other types of tools that I do really depend on the individual pet and the situation. So I do like to use pheromones, like the Adaptyl dog pheromone, which helps to calm them. And that's available in collars and sprays and all those kinds of different things. That's one thing for any dog I feel very comfortable recommending. But some dogs, especially if they have generalized anxiety, so you mentioned she's a little more nervous. She may be a dog that, you know, we need to talk to the veterinarian that cares for her if she might benefit from some kind of anti-anxiety medicine while we're trying to work through this. Not every dog needs it, but it is something that it can certainly help a dog that has a little bit more hang-ups with different types of stimulations.
But are the pheromones over the counter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get those over the counter. I do suggest seeing your veterinarian just for a good quality product, because there are a lot of them out there on the market, and they're not all of the same efficacy. So, you know, certainly, you know, talk to the veterinarian, your veterinarian or theirs. So the types of things behaviorally that I would do would be always make sure that we do control her movements. So this means taking her out either on a harness or on a head harness if she's trained to a something like the gentle lead harness. The important thing is we want to be able to control her and not get her into a situation where she's going to get overstimulated. So if it's going just 5 or 10 feet out the door she's comfortable with, then that's fine. That's all we're going to ask her to do, rather than ask her to go 30 or 40 feet across the yard. And really, that way you can work with her and give her positive reinforcement when she is behaving calmly and quietly and not trying to, you know, run back to the door or acting fearful. We don't want to reward nervous and fearful behavior. So if she's flipping out and trying to run and scamper, you know, that's not the time you give a treat. You wait till she's at a quiet point where she's at least looking calm, quiet, and give her a treat. There's different ways to do that. One would be to just toss a treat on the floor. Another great thing, especially if she doesn't like to go out a few feet, is to use something like peanut butter on a wooden stick and have her take a few steps on a leash, get her into a sit, and as long as she's quiet and calm, give her a little lick on that peanut butter. And then you can repeat that exercise over and over and trying to get a little further out. And again, watching for nervous behavior, her ears back, is her head, you know, looking down, is her tail tucked low, things like that. We may have pushed a little too far. We want to just kind of reward those little smaller baby steps and build her confidence about getting outside. The other thing that is also a good solution to try to look at it is sometimes veering the route. So if going out the back door elicits this behavior, but not going out the front door and going around the side gate, hey, that's a great thing that we can try building and getting her to go. And again, a leash accompaniment, always keeping her under control so that she doesn't get away, and also that you can just control things.
Well, it's a catch-22 because the back door is the one she doesn't go out, but the front door is the one that's the noisiest, where she could probably hear a truck bump in the street. So I'm afraid that it's going to be both doors pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, and you just might see, and this is definitely an exercise in training a dog with this kind of behavior. We want to try to control the environment as much as possible. And obviously you can't control traffic going down the street, but picking quieter times of the day where it's less likely that this is going to happen would be really where I'd focus on my exercises. At other times of the day, obviously she's got to get outside. But, you know, again, we don't want to push her and try to go to the the distant part of the yard or areas where we know that she has a very negative reaction. You kind of have to look around the situation. I can't see the inside of the house and so forth, but there's sometimes it's location. Sometimes my dogs, I'll tell you. So my dogs have always had a fear of what we call the treatment room in the veterinary office. So it becomes because usually they walk into the treatment area and I say, oh gosh, I got to look into their ears, or, I need to do the anal glands on Boss. Let's get him up on the table. So every one of my dogs has a fear of the one room in the veterinary office we call the treatment room. I can walk them anywhere else and they're prancing around and dance, but they go through that room and they're like, and they just cower down. So I actually am trying to work on that and to give them positive, reinforcement when they just come in and they're behaving quiet and calm in that room. So I'm trying to undo some things that I've created for my own dog. So I know exactly what you're trying to accomplish here and get through.
Good. Well, what I'll do is I'll try to get some pheromones for the dog. See how that works.
Yeah, give that a shot. I noticed that there's cat pheromones, and those sometimes work. We have about a 50-50... sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But it is interesting that it's supposed to relax them and make them feel calm and at peace with themselves.
And there's a lot of other products. For a dog that has generalized fear, sometimes we'll use things like the Thunder Shirt. That can help in a natural way. There's products that also are natural supplements that can help almost like a Valium-like way to help calm a pet. So there's a lot of options out there. But, I think if this isn't your dog, you might be limited with what you're really permitted to do and you can do safely.
Right, good. Well, those are great suggestions, and we really appreciate your help.
Let us know how it goes. Give us a call back. Let us know how it goes. It is toll-free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team. You can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And blueberry and cherry, strawberry. I don't know. Does anyone have a blueberry anymore? It's a blackberry. I'm sorry.
I don't think anybody ever had a blueberry. And all that is brought to you by the fine folks of Drs. Foster and Smith, who makes it all possible.
Coho Save. Yay!
Yes.
I know what I'm doing.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018. After pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Not available in all states. Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.